Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Randy Lee Higgins, Ph.D., was born in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. He graduated summa cum laude at Virginia Tech, also holds a master's degree in family therapy, and completed his doctoral degree at the Institute of Transpersonal Psychology in Palo Alto, California. His gift is in seeing the miracle in everything, even in a tragedy, even in the current global catastrophe. His new book, Salvo, features pithy and mystical aphorisms that arrived from our future selves. These future selves have survived the cataclysm we are currently experiencing and wish to extend a helping hand, guiding us safely through to the other side. A book filled with thought-provoking ideas to ponder, Salvo, Answers to an Apocalypse, and author Randy Lee Higgins, Ph.D., is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Higgins, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. Good morning.
Really looking forward to talking with you about this book, Salvo. It's receiving rave reviews. It's helping so many people get through very difficult times right now. This is quite a journey you've been on. Talk about how you started in the spiritual path. A little background on you before we get started. Where did this all begin for you?
I guess I've always had kind of a religious or mystical orientation. When I was a kid, I remember we were playing superheroes. And so I had my towel wrapped around my neck like a cape. And who I was, my character, was religious man. And I was flying through the world, you know, doing good deeds and helping people. And just, you know, that's silly, but that's still kind of what I do.
Well, that that takes you back and sort of sets the stage. Our guest on the program is Randy Lee Higgins, Ph.D. The book is Salvo, Answers to an Apocalypse. We're talking about the path it started as a young child for you. What is the most important thing that you have learned on the journey? Maybe that's unfair to ask for the most important, but maybe the most or some of the most important lessons that you've learned on your journey, because you've learned by academic study as well as hard knocks, haven't you?
Yeah, yes, I have. But the answer popped into my mind easily when you asked the question. When I was 16, I had my first out-of-body experience, and it was spontaneous. I wasn't trying to do it, and something like that. Well, that experience in particular can revolutionize your life like nothing else, because you know that you're independent of your body, you know that you survived death, and you step into this whole other dimension that, you know, most people aren't aware of. And once that dimension is open, then you're home. You're already there. That was absolutely the turning point in my life where the door opened and I stepped through.
Talk a little bit about that, the turning point, what that did. Did that give you a whole new outlook, a perspective? Did it change the way you looked at life?
Oh, God, yes. I knew that, you know, what we think of as life, you know, is just a tiny subset of reality. There's a much bigger reality that we can step into.
It's just amazing what you've been through and what you've learned and what you're now teaching. The book is Salvo. Now, Dr. Higgins' website is randyleehigginsphd.com. Book available there. Information on his other books as well. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You say Salvo is the most important book since the Bible. Talk about that, why you say that, and why you really feel that it is.
I did not want to say that. that was in the ETs who wrote the book. They insisted that I add that. But I found that kind of embarrassing. But I can tell you why they say it. Every age, is it a 2,000-year period, has its own scripture. So this is interesting. The Piscean Age corresponds to the 2,000 years since the birth of Christ. And, you know, the Pisces is the fish, and the symbol for Christianity is the fish. Jesus was a fisher of men, so that works. You know, that makes sense. And before that was the Age of Aries, and that corresponds roughly to the period of time covered by the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, the word ram is used 86 times. That was just the symbol that was, you know, prevalent during those 2,000 years. Before that, it was the Age of Taurus. And in that period, Egypt was the predominant culture. And for the Egyptians, the bull was a symbol for death and rebirth. And every age has its scripture. The Piscean age has the New Testament. The age of Aries has the Old Testament. The age of Taurus had the Egyptian Book of the Dead. And so we've just entered the Aquarian age. And I write scripture for the Aquarian age. That's my job. And that's what my books are.
And this is fully explained in Dr. Higgins' book, Salvo: Answers to an Apocalypse. Randy Lee Higgins, PhD, our guest on the program. You mentioned ETs. One of the subjects you talk about in the book is the invasion of an understanding of extraterrestrials. Let's talk about that. What happens? What interaction do you have with them?
Now that's another step that, if you can take it, will change your life forever. There are people are making it easier for me. Extraterrestrial contact is something that's gained credibility in recent years. Dr. Stephen Greer has some videos and books out. He works with the Pentagon, and he's worked with several presidents on the subject of UFOs and extraterrestrial contact. And that's happening on the governmental level, but it's mostly happening on a personal level. Dr. Greer came up with a protocol. He calls it CE5, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. And it's pretty trippy. I encourage all the listeners to check it out. It's a very simple procedure. They go you invite the extraterrestrials, and they will like land in your front yard. That sounds ridiculous, but it actually happened to me in October of 23. The ship I was doing a guided CE5 routine, and that's what happened. The ship landed in my yard, and I got to directly meet some extraterrestrials. And and 3 days later, I was hiking in the Blue Ridge Parkway, and one of them showed up. His name is Avi. And I said, "Are you my guide?" And he said, "You have no idea." He said, "I'm going to take you by the hand and lead you into an entirely new space-time continuum." And that's what's happening. That is happening.
That is just an amazing story. Our guest is Randy Lee Higgins, PhD, Salvo: Answers to an Apocalypse. How did this encounter happen? And is that something ongoing? Some people would say, I would love to have this encounter. How do I open up for that to happen? And can you summon these people when you want to have a conversation?
Yes. They have to be invited. That's the key. They,
Okay.
they there's you remember in Star Trek there was the what's it your aren't allowed, what's it called, the Prime Directive.
Oh, yeah,
You aren't
okay, yes.
allowed to interfere with cultures unless you're invited to, and if you're invited, then you're free to. So they're hovering about us always in other dimensions. Not just don't think in terms of little green men. It's they're entire civilizations, many civilizations of these beings in different planets and dimensions. And they're very concerned about us, very involved with us. But all we need to do is ask them to show up. And then they jump at that opportunity.
What is their message? What are they trying to convey to you and to others they come in contact with?
Well, we're at a critical point right now where we could we we're destroying the planet. We're destroying ourselves.
Yes.
And they see all of that. We have an opportunity to move through this period. There's an image that I got when I was writing my book, Glorious. I was meditating, and there was a vortex, like a tornado, going right through my heart. And I realized we were getting sucked into this vortex. So, like getting sucked into a black hole or getting flushed down the toilet. I have a friend who's an Episcopal priest, and he said he sees that image happening in mystical circles now, getting sucked into a vortex. And it's terrifying. The ETs have told Dr. Greer that, well, they have shown him the future. And they told him it will be like tumbling down one rabbit hole after another, after another, after another. And they said it will be terrifying. Reality as we know it is. It's an, you know, if even a physicist will, most physicists will tell you today that physical reality doesn't exist. It's an illusion, or the simulation hypothesis is like a video game.
And you talk about that in the book, and we're just touching the surface of what Dr. Higgins, the thought-provoking content in the book, Salvo, Answers to an Apocalypse. Book available, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. His website, RandyLeeHigginsPhD.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. People have ideas of ET, sort of this this mythical view, this romanticized view of ETs. Is that what you find? Are we even close in what we imagine from television, from the movies, or are they entirely different beings?
They are not human. Dr. Greer outlines stages of advanced civilizations. We are at stage zero. And the reason we're at stage zero is because we still kill. We kill people and we kill animals. And that's what keeps us stuck. But we're ready to move into stage one, which is realizing the oneness of all of us, the oneness of creation. And of course, once you realize the oneness of creation, you're going to stop killing because you realize you're killing yourself. That's the turning point. That's the point that we're at right now.
Are we getting close to that point?
I mean, when you were talking earlier, I remembered something. I want to put this out. I realize we don't have long today. But when I was writing Salvo, it was at a magical time. I just started meditating deeply. I'd gone into breathless samadhi, which is kind of a big deal when it happens to you.
Yes.
It took me a while to make sense of it. But I was meditating, and these phrases would come. The first phrase that came was, the next time you read a book, imagine that you wrote it, because you did. And then there were more statements, and they piled up, and then eventually said, these passages are a book. So that line is the opening book of Salvo.
That's fascinating.
My partner at the time, with Anthony, while I was writing Salvo, he got a stage 4 cancer diagnosis.
Ooh, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And the ETs said something fascinating. They said, Anthony, getting cancer and even dying of cancer is a greater miracle than if you were to be cured. They said, the cancer is the miracle. Death is the doorway. Death is the doorway that we have to go through to get to the other side. It's going to look like we die, but what happens instead is you step into eternal life.
Interesting, and a comfort to so many people to have that explained that way. The book deals a lot in the future. I mentioned future selves. You talk about guidance from the future is written in the present. Let's talk about the future, what the future tells us, and how we deal with the future.
You know what, this will boggle your brain a little bit. It does mine still. We were talking about death earlier. You know, to the ETs, now they are hundreds of thousands of years ahead of us, at more advanced than we are. So from their perspective, we are long dead. We died hundreds of thousands of years ago.
Yes.
But we're still here, And that kind of turns our notions of time upside down. But we are already dead. And that's where the freedom comes in. You don't have to change anything. We're already dead. This is the afterlife where we are right now. We are permeated with death. My eighth book, I guess, is called Immortality. That's the state that you reach when death and life become the same phenomenon. And that's when it gets magical. That's when life becomes magical.
You can follow all of Dr. Higgins' thinking as you read his books. This book is Salvo. We'll talk about the others before we conclude the program today. We've got a link to his website, information there, not only on Salvo, but all of the other books. Will answers be found in the boundaries of conventional religion? So many people look there trying to get some answers. Can we find answers there, or are they not there?
We're in a new age now. And this new age requires new scripture. So you have to kind of keep up with the times.
Yes.
But it's not that one replaces the other. All of those levels are still valid. stages of growth are still valid. They're still happening. But we're in a different place now. We are in a different time, space-time continuum now. And Christianity and Judaism and even Buddhism are going to be of limited value in this new space-time continuum. So to honor them and be grateful for them, but it's time to take the next step.
What do you think the future holds for us? You've got this ability, this gift of being able to sort things out, to look at things and do in a calm manner and get us all through these. We look at the future and we're confused. We're, some of us probably even intimidated, frightened by what we see.
Terrified.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to terrified. Let's step it up a level, go to terrified. More than intimidated, we're terrified. What does the future hold, do you think?
My publisher, Reader's Magnet, is marketing me as this century's Nostradamus.
Yes. You
know, I even look like him a little bit. So I resonate with that. But Nostradamus, you know, he predicted all kinds of, you know, terrifying things, but he didn't offer any solutions. You know, it was like, what do you do about it? You know, you kind of left people, you know, in the lurch. But we do have, me and my ETs, we do have a solution. And it's pretty wonderful, really. Let it happen. Don't fight it. Don't fight it. Let it happen. Trust it. Trust that it's taking us where we need to go. Just get out of the way and let it happen. That's when the miracle happens. Get out of the way and let it happen.
So trust is the word to remember from, one of the words to remember from our conversation today, Randy Lee Higgins, PhD. This book is Salvo. It's available wherever books are sold, published by Reader's Magnet, their website, readersmagnet.com. Dr. Higgins' website, randyleehigginsphd.com. You talk about evolving into a new species. What do you expect the species to be?
Wonderful. It's wonderful. I don't just expect it. It's already happening. It's already happening. The new species is already here. And it's wonderful. There's a permeation of joy. The biggest difference I notice between life after and life before is just the prevalence of joy. Joy is like exploding out of every miracle, out of every molecule, every cell of your body. It's like just swimming in an ocean of joy. That seems to be the predominant feature of this new species.
I sense in talking to you, you've achieved that level of joy. Is that true, that your life has a new joyfulness, a new sense of calmness because of your knowledge, and you know what's happening, and you know where to go, and you're there for the ride?
Absolutely. I tell people, people often tell me, I want what you have. Like, yes, you should, because it's wonderful. And that's why my books are. My books are helping people to get to that place of joy. But it's multidimensional joy. It's a joy that you can it's like encountering God directly and becoming best friends, you know, with the divine, and realizing that it's you. That's who you are. That's who you are.
You talk a lot about the new earth, and you say the new earth begins when you embrace your true self. We've got just a few minutes left in the program, but so much of what you talk about goes back to our true self. How do we find our true self, and how many of us actually live a life reflecting our true self?
After I wrote Salvo, this is a very thick book. I wrote the book related, Beyond Nirvikalpa. The way to find the self is to meditate. And I've been meditating my whole life. And, I did it. And I could say that I was a meditator, but nothing really was happening until I met the ETs and they taught me how to meditate. That was in August of 2016. And they said, okay, this is how you do it. And this book describes, how they did it, Beyond Nirvikalpa. But so that was in August of 2016. By December 23rd, I noticed I wasn't breathing. And it scared me. It terrified me, really. It's like, shouldn't I be dead? But then I found out that's what's called samadhi. And samadhi is when you find yourself. Samadhi translates unity with the universe. So your sense of identity is now, it's not Randy Lee Higgins, it's the multiverse, the omniverse, the antiverse. The Intergalactic Federation, the comprehensive multi-reality, that's who you are.
You'll really need to look at all of the books that Dr. Higgins has written, just to touch in a 22-minute interview on this topic.
A lot to squeeze in there.
Well, it is difficult, and we're just trying to get you interested in what the topics are and read the book, as so many people have done that. The reviews have been excellent. Some are suggesting just take your time and read this. This really isn't a book, is it? You sit down, you zip through, you put it on the shelf, and that's it. This is really a sort of a manual for the rest of your life, isn't it?
Yes, for the rest of eternity. You step into eternity. So time, the sense of time changes. Once you step into eternity, you're here. You're here.
And it's written in such a way it's relatable, it's understandable, it's not intimidating, and all of the concepts that Dr. Higgins talked about are presented in the book. I will close with one more, another topic you talk about. In the chaos of life, there's always a miracle to be seen. We face adversity, we face chaos, we do it with trepidation. We're going through a tumultuous time right now in society. Talk about the miracle to be seen and how we spot that miracle, because you've been able to do that.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I'll leave with something important. The first teaching that the ETs gave me was, I now have everything I want. Everyone always gets exactly what they want. Now that sounds counterintuitive, but if you think about it, it's like even the bad stuff. The thing is, there is no bad stuff. Everything is a miracle. Everything is a gift. Even like a cancer diagnosis has a gift. Look for the gift. The gift is always there. Whatever experience is happening to you is being given to you. It's a gift by higher intelligences. So it's exactly what you're needing. It's exactly what you're wanting. So don't run away from it. It's like God gives us a present and we say, no, I don't want it. But we have to unwrap it and see what's inside. And guaranteed, I guarantee you, if you open up the package, you're going to find the mirror just for you, given just for you. That's how much we are loved.
The book is Salvo, Answers to an Apocalypse by Randy Lee Higgins, PhD. What are the books? You've got, I think, 5 other books. Is that correct?
Well, I have the ones that are published. I have here. My first book was After the Rapture. It's a spiritual biography, sort of along the lines of Ram Dass, Be Here Now. Salvo is my second book. Beyond Every Culpa, the third book. Holy Love came next. And then Glorious Life on the Other Side of the Apocalypse. And Celestials, the Emergent Species. Those are the ones that are published now. But I have 2 books that have gone to press just recently. Immortality and Golden Ticket. And I'm working on my 9th book right now.
That's fantastic. A couple more reasons for us to get together and talk about this. It is fascinating. I would suggest the entire library, the book we've talked about today specifically, has been Salvo, Answers to an Apocalypse. His website, the author, Randy Lee Higgins, PhD. His website, randyleehigginsphd.com. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book's published by readersmagnet.com. They arranged our conversation today with Reader's Magnet. It's all about your story, assisting aspiring and veteran authors in fulfilling their dreams. readersmagnet.com. Dr. Higgins, it's been a pleasure. The time has gone by so quickly. So much more we can talk about. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
It's been wonderful, Rick. Thank you so much.
It is our pleasure. Randy Lee Higgins, PhD. The book is Salvo. It's available on his website, randyleehiggins.com or randyleehigginsphd.com. Then link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America and more after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.